why we are sitting here, moving into your energetic fields, moving into your time-space reality, allowing our frequency to begin to meld with yours. We are moving in closer now to a new energetic landscape, a new energetic threshold, a new energetic pathway, passageway, entry point. Some may call it a gateway, a new way of becoming. But what we wish to be able to offer is the nuance to it all, is not new at all. It is the collapsing of all the conditioning, the programming, the belief in that beings, humanity, should be other than what it is that they truly came here to be. And yes, it is true that you have heard these words before. Like so many of the other teachings, they can feel repetitive in nature. But the repetitiveness is so paramount. It is so important, for it runs to the core of your being. For when we say what it is that you came here to truly be, beings, humanity as a whole struggles with this understanding. For can they really, truly, and we ask you, can you really, truly dive deep into the core essence of whom it is that you are and ponder this question? For all wondering starts with this very question of who am I? And can I remember who I truly am? The birthing point of my create light here in this world of form. For each and every one of you came here with a purpose, with a radiance in your heart. And you may feel as such at times that you have lost that, or many of you have not even latched on to what that was. For it is so fleeting. For humanity has somehow become so lost in the conditioning of looking at other and feeling as though they need to be what the collective is programming them to be. And we would use this word programming not lightly. For humanity is in the process now of unraveling themselves from a deep programming slumbered state. And what in essence is a program? A program is a conditioning pattern where you are operating within a slumbered state, operating through a hive mind, a hive collective mind, where you are just moving about in a rhythmic pattern, not allowing yourself to reach the depth of your being, not allowing yourself to reach the depth and core of your soul essence. And this is not a judgment, and this is not a criticism. This is an awakening. This is a tenderness that we wish for you to be able to feel within the core of your heart and the core of your being. It is a space and place for you to be able to ponder and wonder within. For we see so many humans looking outside their eyes at at the collective, at other, at the program that has been reflected back to you, and you are taking it in as your own. Can you see it in this way? There is a program that has been reflected to you, that you have been taking it in as your own, as a belief, unconsciously. Maybe some have been conscious of it, but that belief that you have been conditioned to be able to feel and trust as your own has created your life thus far for many. And what we are offering is that there is such a deeper, grander, more vast, far and magnificent vision and landscape that is waiting for you to be able to step into it. The magnificence of your birthright. Your birthright was created in co-creation with you and the Creator, to be able to come here and to bring about the magnificence of whom it is that you truly are. And yes, you hear this over and over again. Be who you are. But the question lies within you discovering and remembering and truly sitting within that threshold. Who are you? Who am I? What is it that I truly wish to be able to explore in wonderment? What truly enlivens my spirit, my soul? And remember that frequency that birthed you here into this world of form. For that, dear hearts, is the medicine. And when each and every being can begin to rekindle that thread of light within their own heart, that is the catalyst that will shift humanity. For when each and every being is beating to their own rhythm, their own magnificence, their own light, their own joy, can you begin to see the omnipresent light that will begin to radiate from each and every being's aura? Can you see the light? And light, dear hearts, is love. You will be radiating love. And that, dear hearts, is everything. That is whom it is that you inherently are, love. So if we can look at love as a frequency, you birthed here from the frequency of love itself. But as you are here in inhabiting a human form, you have shrouded much of that frequency, dimming that light of love, to condition yourself into a program. And we are not judging, and we are not judging you, and we are offering you a deeper lens to be able to look through. For this is the threshold. This is the time of reawakening humanity back into itself. It is a miraculous time in the evolution of humanity's birthing. So you see, dear hearts, as you move into this threshold of wondering and imagining, dream the unimaginable. That is the offering from your soul. For you see, it is time to be able to stretch far and wide into the magic, the wonder, truly of what it is that brings you joy, truly what lights your soul on fire. And when you can feel that, wonder that, imagine that, that is the radiance, and that is the flame, and that is the core spark that ignited the flame for you to birth here. That was your catalyst that invited you into birthing here within this world of form in co-creatorship. Do you see? It is time now for you to revisit that flame, for you to ignite it deep within your heart center. Bring focus there, dear hearts. It is not looking outside of yourselves any longer. For you see, what you see out within the collective, that comparison of the program, of seeing what others are doing, it is all the same. Regurgitation over and over again. There is no stretching beyond what has already been done. It is time for you to step back into your creatorhood, to dream the unimaginable of what it is that you truly came here to be. And that is what this new paradigm is birthing. The visionaries, the ones who are ready to truly, truly, authentically, unapologetically shine their light and be who they are. And that is the radiance, that is the medicine that will be able to shift this world into its fully, fully, fully brilliant, omnipresent light, a true haven. This is the offering. This is the threshold. Let us walk into it freely, open hearts. Feel this new wind of change coming over you. Step into it. Allow yourself time to be able to sit in its threshold. Allow your focus to go within long enough to birth this new reality. And what is a reality? The reality must start by your inner landscape. How are realities birthed? They're birthed by your inner vision. They're birthed by your inner focus. They're birthed by your inner imaginative eye, giving it attention long enough for it to be able to create a reality, a frequency, a harmonic. Do you see? Bring it attention, bring the attention, bring the stream of awareness within. Dream the dream. Allow yourself to be able to dream the magnificence of that of what it is that you are. That of what it is that you birthed here with. Bring yourself into the space prior to your incarnation. And that, dear heart, is the frequency that you are wanting to be able to rekindle here and now. Can you touch that space? That space is available to you. Bring through the frequency of your higher self, travel into your oversoul and connect back into that frequency of love. For it is love that birthed you here. And we have forgotten truly what love feels like. We have forgotten the frequency of love. And that, dear souls, is what it is that we are bringing back into this world of form. The frequency of love. And how do we do that? First and foremost, by bringing it into focus within ourselves. And how do we do that? By sitting within the space of inner light. By sitting within that inner landscape through the imaginative eye, allowing ourselves to wander and feel those spaces and places of blissfulness within our own hearts. Allow yourself to dream the unimaginable, for the unimaginable is what brought you here. It is what brought you here. Become the visionary that births new worlds. Your creatorship is your birthright. And as you begin to dream the magic, the wonderment, the magnificence of that of what it is that you are, your radiance will grow. Your light will grow. The love will grow. And you will see your humanness will begin to shape, shift, and morph into more and more light. And you will feel that, and you will see that begin to be reflected back to you. Breathe.